Can we maybe get everybody to listen in real quick before Paul explains the game?
Stop what you're doing and listen to the Beatitudes.
Exactly it. Zero people.
Nobody stopped what they were doing. Not one.
I played it when there was one person.
I think America was watching.
Thank you.
She stopped exactly.
All of America.
All of America.
Beatitudes worldwide, but right now, Beatitudes on location at a very special event brought to you by the Dallas Diocese. This is DCYC. What does that stand for?
Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference.
Is that right? It doesn't mean Dallas?
It means Dallas? It doesn't mean Dallas, but it does.
Well, it often gets used that way, but Austin has a DCYC, various other...
Fort Worth.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the double D.
I got kicked out of the Fort Worth one when I was in junior high.
And that was DCYC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Double D, Y, double C. Hey, y'all, this is the Beatitudes. My name is Jeff Shufflebine. This is a show for Christian men and women looking to grow in their faith while also making sure that it's fun, approachable, and don't be afraid to cry with our guest here today. So I'm joined by my co-host, Paul Kolker.
Howdy, howdy.
And Nick Besner.
That one's me.
I pointed at the wrong guy. Listen, they brought in the big guns for DCYC. First of all, me.
Every time.
Just because you're wearing a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah. Oh, this is the one day I could show off my arms.
I've been moving homes lately.
Okay.
Listen.
Look at them guns.
We have an MC here. Oh, wait. Before, if you're walking by right now, we'd like for you to subscribe to the show. You could win in the drawing your very own pair of Crogs. That's right. You heard
wooden
it.
Crogs. Yes.
Somebody actually went and made the thing that Jeff accidentally misspoke like four episodes ago.
Crogs. Okay, so we're joined by the MC for tonight's event. This is where the big guns come in, or for the whole weekend. Guin Gamboa.
Guin.
Yep.
Although I kind of like the Guin. That might.
I do have a friend named Guin. No joke.
Actually.
Guin Kendrick. No joke. He listens to the show.
Is he Filipino?
He's extremely not. I mean, he looks like Chuck Norris.
How does he spell his name?
G-U-I-N. Guin. How do you spell yours?
G-I-A-N.
Oh, I would have known that. Guin.
Yeah. You didn't see it written down anywhere.
Whoops.
That's it.
You know your phonics.
All right. Boop. Take two.
Hey, as far as phonics go, say your full name, and then we'll say it back to you. We'll
full
say
name.
Full yeah,
name.
The whole thing, and then
Filipino
we all just got to go for it.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it also, right, as long as you're not offended.
No. Jerome Giancarlo Alcantara Gamboa.
Jerome Giancarlo Alcantara Gamboa.
That's like a solid 7.6 out of 10.
We'll
take it. That's passing in most grades.
That's 76%.
Dean, I went to school with the largest population of people from Laos in Texas. Laotians is what they're called.
Okay.
Most people don't even know that word, Laotians.
Okay.
And my friends were Prasethniki Pingbong Champa, Kamble Famnaha, Suthadong Sunyadeth. I mean, like, you name it.
Sunyadeth?
Yeah,
I'm gonna take his. That's incredible. Sunyadeth.
Big fan of Memento Mori.
Boondi Loongrosh. I mean, these guys. We were a force to be reckoned with, you could say. And they taught me a lot of bad Laotians. So I've been working my rest of my life to get rid of those bad habits.
So as y'all are like meeting new people, they're like saying their names, and then they're like, and "This is Jeff."
Yeah. Oh, look. It's
Sunyadeth.
They called me
Sunyadeth.
That's good, though. Y'all got my name. That's good.
Did
yeah, I mean.
Close
I
enough.
Got that one.
Yeah, Guin. Yeah. We can handle Guin.
Dude,
yeah.
You're wearing a members-only jacket. You went 80s for the 80s theme.
I didn't even know this was an 80s theme. My older brother.
He's just, this is how I always dress.
So my older brother got this for me as a Christmas gift like 4 or 5 years ago. And I was like, that's a cool style. And I only learned, the true story, like 2023 last year, I only found out this was a thing in the 80s. I was born 91. Mm. And so, he's like.
Hey, you're in good company here. I'm
thanks,
a 90s,
brother.
90s
yeah, thanks,
kid.
Brother. There you go. But so, yeah, so it's new information for me.
Brother.
Members only is like a.
Have you ever seen The Goonies?
Yes.
I know of
that it exists. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I had older cousins, so we watched The Goonies.
I wore a members only jacket when I was young, and I would tell people to call me Mouth, and I would comb my hair as I walked through campus. Is that what you call your elementary school? Campus?
Sure.
Sure.
School. The hall.
School.
Hey, you're an MC at a very big deal. Like, we walked in that room to take selfies.
Oh.
There's a lot of chairs.
It's a huge room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
yeah. Are you nervous?
Well over 1,000?
Am I nervous?
Yeah.
I think the first couple of times I emceed, I'm like super nervous, but I think it's like with anything in life, like reps, you get more and more reps
in. Yeah.
And then there's just like a freedom you feel. Like, I don't know if this is right, but y'all probably, maybe the first time y'all did this podcast, the first couple episodes, there was like a, and then with the reps, it's like y'all just feel free to be yourself.
Yeah, we forgot to record the first episode, so we got all those nerves out.
Is that a true story?
I go, Jeff, turn the recording back on. He's like, I've never pressed that button in my life.
We did halfway through a first episode, so 30 minutes that we had to re-record. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, because of that exact, thing. Yeah.
Reps.
Hey, America, which is not just a country, it's also a person, said Gian needs to get closer to the mic.
Yes.
All right. Don't you make America mad. Do it for America.
America and America.
Yes, for all of them.
You know,
my students say, I work in campus ministry full time, and they say when they're singing, you're speaking to something, the phrase, I guess, of Gen Z, is that?
Sure.
They say, eat the mic. That's what they say, which means, like, get closer. Get
up, yeah, you got to basically.
They say, eat the mic.
Chew on
the
mic. It's like when they're telling you how to do this.
Because they all have a podcast. That's the new thing.
Right, exactly.
Everything about this makes me feel old.
Right?
Hey, where do you live?
Austin, Texas.
Heard of it. And what? So you're just, you do ministry and they're like, come MC events everywhere. Like, how'd you rock this?
Yeah, essentially, I mean, you're not that far off from what actually happened. In all honesty, Jeff.
Sounds like our life.
Yeah. So I've been in ministry in terms of, like, not as a youth, but like someone serving ministry since about 2014, starting college ministry. And then 2016 to 2018, I joined this apostolate called the Culture Project.
Oh, it's awesome.
Y'all know the Culture Project?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that for about 2.5, close to 3 years.
Speaking in schools and stuff?
Speaking in schools, yeah. Schools, cool. Parishes, wherever in the country we're
sent. Tell people what that is. I mean, I know, but...
Yeah. So the Culture Project is essentially this apostolate that's... their mission is to spread the John Paul II's theology of the body, the Catholic teachings on the dignity of the human person, how we're meant to grow in virtue, and like growing in holiness is like a tangible thing you can practice daily. And the way we do that is like we're full-time missionaries. We work closely with like focus missionaries, net ministries. Yeah. But the way we do ministry is a little different. The main focus is speaking. So like, if you're going to ask somebody who knows about focus, right, they do Bible studies and discipleship. That's the focus. Net ministry is the one word is like retreats. For the Culture Project missionaries, it's speaking. So they'd send us out to schools, parishes, youth conferences, youth rallies, and we're speaking anywhere from 1 to 4 talks a day, 5-6 days a week.
Wow.
Wow. So no wonder you said reps earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, and before you even speak to your like first class or youth group, intentionally spend about 3 months of formation. So they sort of plant us with the Benedictine monks at St. Vincent's College in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. We follow their entire daily rule of prayer. So you're up at 4:45 a.m., morning prayer, mass at 5:30 a.m. It's wild. And like all of us are straight out of college. Like, what is this? And then in the times where you're not doing liturgy of the hours or mass, you commit to daily adoration. It's like wild stuff. It was a very beautiful but like spoiled time in my life. They would bring in a lot of the kind of well-known Catholic speakers to spend anywhere from 1 to 5 days with us, and they would teach us the art of speaking to Catholic youth about theology of the body. So this is not to like name drop, but this is just like to glorify God and His goodness. Like, they would bring us people like Jason Everett and Matt Fradd and Brian Butler, Christopher West. We'd get to spend a few days with them, and then they're like, "Here's what we know. Here's what we do. Go." And then you're like practicing as a college graduate how to speak in front of these people. And so you do that for a couple months, and then you go back home for about a month or so to fundraise your salary, similar to like net ministries, focused missionaries. And then for the next 9 months of the school year, 1 to 4 talks a day, 5-6 days a week, getting the reps in.
Tell me, I know this all of a sudden turned into a Culture Project, but
promo.
Am I wrong that it also has an appeal that allows it to be put in secular, non-religious institutions, right? You can go in and speak at just Eagle Mountain Elementary, home of Jeff Schuffelbein, and be welcomed in because it's not a Jesus talk.
Correct, 100%. So the way the talks are sort of structured is kind of strategic in the sense that I would say for the first 25 to 40% of the talk, you're just talking about human issues and bringing up problems that any human being from the ages of 14 to 24 can relate to. And then even when we present the solution, depending upon are we at a Catholic school, are we at a public school, are we at a, we're teaching the principles of the Catholic Church, but in order to not have people shut off right away, there's not a, for certain locations, there isn't necessarily a big push on this is like a Catholic teaching for Catholics only.
Yeah.
But for, again, it's like knowing your audience, right? If we're at a varied about Catholic college or campus, then you put that
go
all
go
over.
For it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but you're correct.
So you did that.
That's
wow.
So cool. Mm-hmm. I've just heard, I learned about it right now.
Yeah. Epic. It's really awesome stuff. So then you get into what after Culture Project?
So 2018 is when I left because I proposed to my then girlfriend at 2017.
Hey now.
And she, her, it's funny, her one like request to me when we were dating was like, do not propose to me when you are a missionary because you're fundraising your salary. You have no idea what you're going to do after. And I was like, no problem, babe. And then that was summer of 2017, August. I made her a promise I wouldn't propose to her. And then 2 weeks later, I bought the ring. And then November, I'm like, I think she'll say yes. I talked to Jesus about this. She's going to say yes. And then I proposed to her, and she says yes. And I'm like, oh, like she cool. went back on her word.
Don't so you then, challenge me.
Correct. But the reason
Jesus' like, word stronger than your word.
It's true. The reason I share that story, that leads to the summer of 2018, where I'm at a decision point. Do I stay with the Culture Project? I don't think it's sustainable to do full-time mission work while I'm, you know, married, starting family. Some people can do it. I just didn't think it was for sure. me. And then so I went into youth ministry for a couple of years in my hometown in Southern California. Still did a little bit of speaking there. But then in 2020, I moved out to do campus ministry at St. Dominic Savio Catholic High School in Austin, Texas. Mm. And then in 2021 is when they'd heard about me in the Diocese of Austin and invited me out to their youth conference, emceed, spoke there 2021, 2022, 2023. 22, 23, and 24. This is my third year in a row with Austin's DCYC. And then I think, I don't know if this is true. I might be making this up.
Go
but I
it.
Think a lot of the event organizers in the youth ministry world all kind of like have like a secret society or a club.
Don't get blacklisted from
that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So then, you know.
Be on the green list.
Right. So I think over the last couple of years, I've just been very fortunate and blessed. My name's getting passed around. And so between 2021 and now, sort of just increasingly getting booked to speak and then MC. Those are the two main things
Super
I get
cool.
asked to do. So,
when you speak, what do you focus on? I know MCing, you're kind of like, you're running the show and keeping it lively and all that stuff.
Yeah.
No doubt from the little I've interacted with you, you got that on lock. What do you speak about?
So the three main topics I get booked to speak on are, how do you practically develop a relationship with Jesus in the Catholic faith? So like, being in the Catholic school world, campus ministry world, there's a lot of kids who grow up K through 12 Catholic school. They can tell you the teachings. They can tell you what the church believes, who the Savior is. They can even tell you what they believe in, but they might not necessarily admit that they belong to Jesus. They can say, I believe in Jesus. I don't know if I belong to him. I don't know how to belong to him. So kind of the first thing I get booked on is that, talking about how do you develop a personal relationship with Christ, with God, through the Catholic faith, and how everything in the Catholic faith is actually rooted in relationship. Every ritual we practice, every rule that is rooted in relationship. The second thing is your sort of theology of the body, a chastity talk. And then third is like a men's workshop, which I'll be giving tomorrow, twice,
cool.
Shameless plug, but yes.
And so the men's workshop, the people at DCYC will split out and like it'll just be men, or are you gonna give a men's workshop to everybody in there?
No, just the brothers, just the brothers. So yeah, I think Mari Pablo is giving the women's workshop. I'll be giving the men's workshop. And so, and it's one of my favorite things is like, give me a room of like 500 wild teenage boys. Cause like I can channel that energy, you know?
Yeah.
If it's like a room, 500 people, but the energy, it's harder to get that up versus like, give me a lot of wild, relentless energy and we can it's
do
so
something
much
with
fun.
That.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How'd it go after she said yes? I'm so curious.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to 2017. I proposed. She says yes. My parents knew about it. They're like, great. My siblings are like, you got engaged? We didn't even, you know. And then the next question, it was like, naturally, what are you going to do? How are you going to provide for a
What's
wife?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And I said, I gave the most honest but like cliche missionary answer, which is like, the Lord will show me when we get there. But right now I got like 6 months of mission left. That's it. And I really, this is probably not prudent when I look back, but I really did not really think of or like make effort during the last 6 months of my mission year of like, what exactly am I, what job am I going to have? I was like, you know, when the summer ends, the Lord will give something.
That's right.
Mm. It's kind of reckless, but the Lord, like, I just like dove and he's like, here you go.
It's funny, like, it's reckless if you don't mean it. It's
sure.
probably completely prudent if you did it with a pure heart.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
well, fair. And if you're living your life steeped in prayer like that, I think there is a way where you're in this kind of dance with God where you're not presuming on him, but you have this sense of the trust that, no, he is going to catch me because I haven't felt maybe that desperation or urgency to go check a bunch of lists and make sure, right? Because I have this trust that my father's taking care of me.
Can I? I've never thought about that season of my life in that way.
Oh,
I've always said it's like, but I like that way better than the way I think about it. Mm. Of like, I was reckless, so thank you.
Yeah, yeah, no,
that
but
was epic, man. I'm like, yeah.
I told you I was just finishing up a short book on St. Maximilian Kolbe and his life, and one of the parts that really stuck out to me was he goes to Japan, meets with the bishop, and the bishop's like, well, we don't have any funding. You know, we can't really help you. And he's like, that's fine. I didn't expect any. Mary will provide. Mother Mary. Like, that was his, like, Mother Mary will provide.
He meant it.
And he meant it. And, like, he did so many things where it was like, I don't have the money. It's fine. Mother Mary will provide. And all of a sudden he had, like, nearly a million newspapers going out every day.
Man, that's wild. The book I just finished was The Mother Angelica, her last 10 years, like, the silent years. Raymond Arroyo talks about the impact she had post kind of losing her facilities and her energy. Mm-hmm. And her whole life is exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of us, like, we put all these modifiers on it, right? Like, yes, but, you know, I mean, I've been saying it about all the stuff I've been doing. Like, this is a great idea. It's also a terrible idea, and it might fail. And, you know, part of this is, like, an abandonment of self, and then God provides.
When I first moved to Dallas, I was listening to EWTN a lot and the radio, and one of her quotes was, like, I'm not scared of failing. I'm scared of, like, dying and then seeing what could have happened if I had just trusted more.
Trust more.
Yeah.
That's so real.
Love it.
That's so real.
What are you praying for that will come out of this weekend for everybody here at this? Well, that's our logo back there. Just wanted to point that out.
I love it. I was looking at that earlier. I'm like, that's epic.
Just so you know, that's the logo doesn't match the way we sit in real life.
No, but it's a beard ramp, so it goes from beardless up to most bearded.
So I'd be to the left of you.
Yes.
You know.
I don't know.
This is like a good 2 weeks, brother. Like, I'm not even lying.
You worked
hard. This is a month and
we're
a half.
No, I'm going to show you that like in like an hour before we officially start. But.
There's also an equation. If you add the two on the outside, it equals the one on the inside age-wise. Like the coolest 60-year-old man
who's
ever met.
You can also take the eyebrows from the two on the left to get the one on the right.
To patch in the hair in the middle.
Yeah. There's so many hidden, like, symbols.
Yeah, this is a national treasure in itself.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Okay, so now that I pointed at the wrong logo, the theme for DCYC is retrospect. There's this whole 80s vibe rocking. What is your prayer? Coming in here as the MC and the man speaker, I think that's what they call you.
Mansplainer.
I love that. Man speaker.
And now the man speaker again. Giancarlo. Gian Pablo. Gambia.
No.
I love
Gambia.
That's good. I used to, when I was in college, I went through this like maybe 2-3 month phase. I'd always pronounce my last name.
I can't wait to hear where your brain just went.
Triggered something there.
I've always pronounced my name Gamboa. But I don't know if I watched the show on like these like Samoan people who pronounce it. But for like a couple months in community college, I just introduced myself as a Gian Gamboa.
Gamboa.
Like I was like, maybe there's some Samoan in me.
You puff up, dude. Gamboa.
Yeah.
You go. You're coming on the show later, big guy. All right. Hey, if you subscribe, you can get your own pair of Crocs in the drawing. God, that was loud. Did you hear that?
That's good.
Court is now in session.
I might borrow that if I need like 1,000 people in church.
That would do it.
It's promotional field.
Is it? I mean, the guy who made this, we asked him to make them blue with our faces, and they just took a sticker and shrunk it down and charged us money. Like, this is as dumb as the name Crocs. Hey, at the end of the night, we're going to give it to whoever it fits their foot.
It might look like a size 9, 9.5. That might be me.
You got an eye for Crocs.
Yeah. Is it a 9, 9.5?
Yes. Yes.
Put your foot up.
I promise.
No.
Cinderella.
You don't even question the word Crocs.
Cinderello.
There he is. Petro's coming on the show later.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do, before we kind of break off with you, can we do a quick game with you?
Yeah.
This game is called Blessed Are the Joke Makers,
Okay.
for they shall inherit the points.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's 91. You said you were a 91 baby, so we're just going to keep that going.
Can we maybe get everybody to listen in real quick before Paul explains the game?
Stop what you're doing and listen to the Beatitudes.
Nailed
exactly
it.
Zero people.
Nobody stopped what they were doing. Not one.
I played it when there was one person.
I think America was watching.
Thank you. Okay.
She stopped exactly.
All of America.
All of America.
So we have a character card and a Catholic card game card. And as the character, we have to answer whatever the prompt is on this Catholic card game card.
Ooh, okay.
So the character that we're all going to be we're going to stay away from like vaguely political ones just to keep it easy. Okay. So as a sports star, we have to answer, when Jesus comes again, he will talk about blank first. When Jesus comes again, he's going to talk about that epic Super Bowl win and about how I did that so swiftly, if you know what I mean. Swift.
Man, this is your go-to, Taylor.
Yeah.
I know your tricks. Okay, you're going to have to vote. How many points are we getting?
91.
Oh, I better step up my game here.
Yeah, focus up.
Going?
Yeah, go for it.
When Jesus comes back, he's going to talk about how I went and... I don't know who I'm supposed to be.
Just keep going.
You're going for it.
And I nailed 3 Super Bowls in a row because they call it nailed. And I pulled off the Trinity three-peat of Super Bowls. He's going to call it the Trinity of Sports Accolades. Gamboa.
That's good. That's good, man.
Man, when Jesus comes back, he's going to come back and talk about all those athletes who get, you know, step into the batter's box, make the sign of the cross. About to kick that field goal, make the sign of the cross. And he's like, dude, I don't care about your sports.
3 points for Jesus. Hey, Gene, you got to pick one of us that gets 91 points that nobody cares about, but we do. We're actually almost at the end of season one. I don't even know when this is going to
end. Season two. We're almost done with season two. Yeah.
Are y'all actually keeping track of
it? We do.
Yeah.
Somebody we know does.
We got a guy.
You got like a stats
guy. He actually breaks down like the mean, median, mode, all of that.
Hey, in fact, I'll give you 5 points for asking, and it'll be on the YouTube the next time when you watch this episode.
He'll
give you
five points
until the end of the season.
Okay.
Yep. I actually think this might be season three. I don't know.
No, we're season two. Oh, this episode. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it might be the kickoff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're going to have these points for a while then.
Yeah.
This is good. Y'all are so much fun. Man, okay, so I got to choose a person.
Somebody wins.
It's just whatever tickled your funny bone.
Okay.
What gumboed you up?
Can I be honest? So I know who I want to choose, but I can't remember
their name.
My name is
Paul and who's Nick.
One has eyebrows, one has hair, and one is old. Just say those words.
Eyebrows. Paul.
Okay, hair.
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 Yeah, Paul.
Paul. I think Paul crushed it.
Thank you.
I think those 91 points just go to hair. Can we footnote that, Christopher?
Yeah, he will. He will footnote that. Thank you, Gian.
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Congratulations, brother. Well, listen, we're close
I can't start season three in a deficit.
The team at Aquinas Wealth Advisors believes that good values and good returns are not mutually exclusive. Using a tech-smart and morally sound approach, they provide investment alternatives that align with Catholic teachings without sacrificing returns. These days, faith-driven investors are finding it hard to know where their money is going. They have no visibility into what their dollars are supporting, but there's a better way. Thanks to the Faith and Finance Score from Aquinas Wealth Advisors, you can look into your current holdings to see what you're supporting and make a switch to an advisor that aligns with your values and gives power to your voice. Check out AquinasWealth.com today.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Shufflebine. When Nick and I set out to start our new company, Undivided Life, we were really concerned about how would we cover the healthcare needs of our growing families. And we were so excited to find a company that fit both our medical needs and our faith beliefs perfectly. It's called Solidarity Healthshare. It is an ethical alternative to traditional health insurance. We're never part of sharing in the medical costs of anything that goes against the teachings of the Catholic Church, making it a great alternative for Catholics and Christians alike. Solidarity is very affordable, which is perfect for a large family or for a new and growing business like the one we've started. So visit joinsolidarity.com today so that you can get started with us.
Hi, it's Paul Kolker from the Beatitudes here, and I just wanted to share with you guys that I also, outside of the show, perform improv comedy on a regular basis with a group called Divine Comedy. So what we do is we come up with everything on the spot, so whether you're looking for faith-filled, fun, family-friendly comedy for your youth night, or whether you're looking for clean comedy for your corporate event, Divine Comedy can perform for your group and even get you in on the action. So if you'd like to hire us to come out and perform for your next event, check out DivineComedyImprov.com. Divine Comedy, an inferno of fun.
I know. Listen, for being our celebrity guest judge, we usually give out, do you know Sacrilegious?
I love Sacrilegious.
We give out socks from Sacrilegious. Epic. And we love giving these out. We didn't bring our stash, but guess what Sacrilegious went and did?
Dave Moore socks.
They made socks for Dave Moore. Do you already have them?
No.
Okay, you are getting, as our celebrity guest judge, Dave Moore socks. Yes. This is potentially future saint, potentially just great guy that recorded some amazing. In fact, we'll play another one of his songs here in a second. But this gives a description of Dave Moore on the back.
It's incredible.
That is pretty incredible. So for any of you Beatitudes listening, you can get your own socks, sacrilegious.com/Beatitudes for 10% off. Beatitudes with a D. You're a Beatitude.
Thank you.
Let's play one Dave Moore song, and then I want you to take us home with some inspiration for the man talking. The man talk.
The man speaker.
Okay, but to get you in the mood for it, I'm going to play a song that's just going to get you kind of pumped up, okay?
And then, to clarify, you want me to just...
Just share some wisdom, some insight.
I'm basically about to give you 20 seconds to think about it.
Okay.
You ready?
Just talk to dudes.
Take us home.
Yeah, talk to dudes.
Here we go. Is there a delay? Gotta subscribe to the Beatitudes.
Absolutely.
I just subscribed before I got here, actually.
Yeah.
I'll put your name in the hat for some Crocs.
I will.
You can win those Crocs. They could all be yours.
All right.
I like them.
I'm a 16-year-old man.
Okay.
But I'm a budding man.
Yeah.
Gian's up there. It's for the man talk at DCYC. We're having retrospect. What do you want to say to the mans?
Yeah, I would say, I think for the majority of 16-year-old men, when I was 16, same thing. I think we all feel like we need to be someone that our friends and family approve of, and then when we're that man, we'll be happy. But I think even at the age of 16, for a lot of guys, there's like a core desire of either what you want to do or what you want to accomplish or the kind of man you want to be. But there's a lot of times, a lot of youth I've worked with, there's a fear to go after that because what if someone thinks this or what if I fail? And they're... a lot of teens I've seen where they just go for it, and it's like you just rip off the masks and be like, if I can get to know the person of Jesus and like really, really rest in my identity in him, there's a freedom to go chase the man that God's calling me to be, regardless of what my friends or family might think. And I think there's strength in that. So I just want to encourage you guys to do that. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's a freeing thing to do. And I think when we do that, we allow us to achieve, we allow God to achieve things through us that we just never imagined. So, yeah, go courageously do that.
Awesome.
Remove the mask. You heard it from Gian Gamboa.
I like Gambia now. Gambia. I might just change my name. I might, brother.
Listen, I'm Jeffrey Sacagawea-Bine, so there's a lot going on here. It's not offensive. It's on a quarter or something.
It's a dollar.
Definitely a dollar.
Don't 4X me. Guys are always trying to 4-up me. Why is everybody coughing?
I don't know.
I'm just laughing.
I'm laughing too hard.
All right, listen. We are going to see you leading these men through an incredible journey on this weekend. And for the rest of you, we will
see you in the Eucharist.
God bless America.
Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to join us at our undersized table, subscribe to the video version of the show on YouTube by typing at, that's the symbol at, so shift and 2 on your keyboard, at the_Beatitudes on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.